you know, or maybe it's you, will be making your way to the waterways after work, maybe today or on the weekend, in an attempt to bag a feed. This makes fishos quite the voting block in the run-up to the Northern Territory election. And don't the Amateur Fishermen's Association of the Northern Territory know it? It's fended off, as I said, regulations that have been long in place elsewhere around the country. Boat registration, skipper licences. Well, what will the pollies have on offer to this powerful lobby this time around? This is what AFANT hope to find out as they canvass the parties with their election questionnaire. David Cherovolo is the Chief Executive of the Amateur Fishing Association of the Northern Territory. David, welcome back to the program. So, look, you've listed seven key strategic areas that you want the government to have a look at, either government. What are those?
Yeah, thank you, Adam, and good morning, listeners. And yeah, you're quite right. We've got seven key areas in our election policy questionnaire. And really what that's getting at is that great fishing is no accident. You actually have to have positive policies, strategic investments in place, and you have to respond to change. That's the only way that we have great fishing, because we have good policies in place, but there have been some changes and we know they're changing on the horizon. So it'll come as no surprise that there is a big focus on livability at this election, that what's keeping people in the territory and attracting people to the territory. We know with 60,000 people going fishing, and that's a one in three men and women going fishing every year, there are a lot of people who have an interest in the policies that will shape and underpin their fishing future. And of course, again, no surprise that barramundi reform is a major thing that we're seeking.
Yeah, one of the big pushes is a change to the gill net fishing regulations. This has become an issue because commercial fishers have been, their areas of access have been restricted, and now you're suggesting they're impinging on wreck fishers' areas. Is that right?
Yeah, look, that's right. And we've been engaged with both parties since the beginning of the year, in fact, before the beginning of the year on this. Look, we've got great fishing for barramundi. In fact, we've got the best barramundi fishing in the world, and we want to keep it that way. But there have been changes. The areas where 50% of that commercial catch was coming from have been closed to them. That's squeezing too much net into too few waters. And those remaining open waters, many of them, or most of them, are key recreational fishing areas. So whoever forms government is going to have to address this, because there have been changes. It's not steady as she goes. And we think the lead up to the election is a great time for the parties to show that they have been listening and that they understand the issue.
Some of the other questions you're asking around shoal bay mud crabbing, again, because if the commercial fishers don't get the mud crabs from elsewhere, then they'll come into the shoal bay area. You want to restrict that. You're also looking at golden snapper, because, you know, we've had those bag limits reduced to five, I think it was. Is that right?
Yeah. Lower than that, actually, Adam. Oh. Yeah. So we've got low possession limits for your golden snapper, and we've got reef fish are at risk. And so we know that they're maybe not recovering as quickly as we would like. And so we're encouraging the government to invest more in education to prevent catch and release of reef fish, more at substituting people chasing pelagic fish, which are more sustainable, but also looking at, can we improve the habitat to improve the productivity of our fisheries? Because, you know, just cutting, and we may have to have restrictions, but having restrictions also has impacts, social and economic impacts.
I mean, some of those are easy gets, aren't they? Let's make some more artificial reefs. Give me $1 million to make more artificial reefs. That seems reasonable. My question, though, is that you've asked the government to spend money on things like golden snapper so that we can educate the public, not to bring them up and catch them and release them because of barra trauma. At the same time, though, you're still against, I would presume, both skipper licenses and boat registration, things that you could, if you put those in, they would not only earn money, but also that would be a way to regulate some of that behaviour you want the government to spend money to try and educate the public on.
Well, look, certainly you won't find anything asking for about boat registration or licensing in our election policy questionnaire. So they're not things that have been identified as key things. The key.
Yeah, but why not if you're asking for the government to put money into education? You're asking money to put in some regulations. Why not put in those simple regulations for the public to do the right thing?
Yeah, so I think the key thing here is around being effective. So when we look at some of the other jurisdictions where they have fishing licenses, they have 700,000 fishes or 800,000 fishes, and they have, in some cases, much smaller waters. So even if we do have some form of user pay system at some point in the future, and we haven't put that on the table, and neither have any of the parties, but even if we did that, there's still a big need to invest both in education and in compliance. We've seen increasing investment in compliance, but also in infrastructure and development. Because at the end of the day, this is in 2019, and there's a lot of time since then, it was a $270 million contribution to the territory economy. We know it supports over 2,500 jobs, and it brings people and keeps people in the territory. So investing in recreational fishing is not a loss leader. It is something that is productive, and that's why we're seeking those productive investments.
One of the big challenges that you have been trying to navigate over the last 15 years or so is the result of the Blue Mud Bay decision and intertidal waters and native title on those waters. That's restricted some access where rec fishers would traditionally go. Have the governments, have they done enough there? What would you like to see there?
Oh, look, there's tremendous challenges there, and access, whether it's across Aboriginal land or pastoral land, is a real challenge. But the challenge that we have that's unique to the territory is the Aboriginal owned waters. But there's also something that is full of opportunity, and we don't feel like it's been fully explored. We are in a situation now where there are better, more generous, more flexible offers on the table for traditional owners finally, and we've been pushing very hard for that. But one of the key things that's in this is that we recognise, and our community has told us, and we know that we need to have the capacity to genuinely engage with traditional owners, with ranger groups, to be able to go out and meet with them and work together. Because at the end of the day, it's not just the government that manage the fisheries. 90% of the coastline and most rivers are owned by Aboriginal traditional owners. And that's why we're asking for the resources for an Aboriginal liaison officer to be able to regularly engage with traditional owners and hopefully improve our relationships.
It's 4 to 9 on ABC Radio Darwin. Adam Steer with you. David Cherovolo is the Chief Executive Officer for the Amateur Fishermen's Association in the Northern Territory. You've handed the big questionnaire out to the politicians. What's the deadline? What are you giving them?
So the questionnaire, as you say, is out. It's in the hands of the major parties. We're asking them to get back to us on those areas. So barramundi reform, fisheries management, infrastructure, access, community and industry support, water and environmental management by July 24. And then after that, what we will do is what we always do is we will produce a comparative table that will show where the parties stand across those 7 key areas and the 43 questions that we've put to them. And then, Adam, of course, we won't tell people how to vote. We are committed to working with whichever party is in government, but we do want to inform people, 60,000 Territorians, about where the parties stand on the policies and the investments that are likely to impact or support their fishing.
Are you making new iFish I Vote bumper stickers?
Look, we're not doing that, Adam, but I think you might see a few around because people will do that all by themselves.
David, I would like to talk to you more about the deep dive into some of the policy questions that you've got here. Now's not the time, though, because we don't have time, but thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, Adam.
That's David Cherovolo, Chief Executive Officer of the Amateur Fishermen's Association of the Northern Territory. You are on 105.7 ABC Radio Darwin. Adam Steer with you this morning. So let's go to